Good evening and welcome to the September 2nd, 2026 Water Wastewater Committee meeting for the town of Discovery Bay. Can we do roll call?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Excellent. We will start with public comment. Is there anyone on the line?
There are no hands raised.
You want that?
Let's go to the room. Is there anyone in the room who would like to make any public comment? Thank you. With that, we will end public comment and go to the consent calendar.
Move to accept.
Second something. Yes.
We have to do something more than that? Are you good?
Good.
Aye, aye. Aye, aye.
All right. And our first discussion item is Aaron, do you want to come up and introduce Jason?
Hey, Jeff.
I will if Jason is on the line. All right.
I didn't have my glasses on, but I knew that was you. And I'm going, that's not Jason. Jason's a little bigger.
Found a fast shortcut if that was. All right. So before you is a proposal for LSCE to come up with the design for the media of filter A at Newport Treatment Plant, along with the new operational valves. The valves that we have currently there are pneumatic, and anything with compressors and airlines constantly fail. So part of this project is to also swap those out to electric and manual valves. If Jason's ready online, he can take over.
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Yeah, I'm so frustrated. I'm sorry. I
was there. Don't worry about it.
I sat 30 minutes parked on Highway 12 north of Rio Vista, so very frustrating. Anyways, I'll go ahead and continue. Aaron, thank you. And I'm sorry I'm not there. I will drive over there and continue for the board meeting. But do we have the slides up for the...
We have copies of them in front of us, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. So we'll just go ahead and jump to the slide, the second slide, topics. If you have that in front of you.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, great. So this is just an overview of what I wanted to present, broken down into the basic categories of every project, scope, budget, and schedule. As far as the scope, Aaron started to describe that. We'll discuss in more detail, but it generally involves rehabilitating both filters A and B with replacement valving, filter face valving, as well as the actuators, converting from pneumatic to electric type. And then for filter A in particular, we're going to be doing rehab, repair work inside the vessel, assessing the vessel condition, performing vessel repairs, replacing the media and the internals. As far as budget, we'll talk about the detailed numbers, but these are the general categories of both the engineering soft cost side of things, as well as the construction costs for this project, A, B, and C. And then schedule-wise, overall, we're looking at about six, seven, 8 months, depending on a variety of, timing of the various phases, and so forth. So I'll get into more detail. We can go ahead and go to the history slide, kind of the backdrop. So, you know, these plants were constructed, both Newport and Willow were constructed in the early 2000s. At Newport in particular, you have two filters, A and B. Filter A was last rehabbed. The subject filter of this project was last rehabbed almost 17 years ago, so a very long time ago. Filter B was most recently rehabbed back in 2021. That was only about 5 years ago. Very similar work is planned for filter A, as was done for filter B just 5 years ago. And, the main impetus here, the main reason for doing this repair work is the media and the internals all have service life. And the media in particular has a service life based on a variety of factors that can either extend the service life or shorten it. I won't get into the science or details, but There are a variety of factors that can reduce or extend the service life. I consider ourselves pretty lucky to have this media has lasted 17 years. But generally, media degrades based on just purely the amount of runtime. The water quality is a big bearing on the media life, how much you're loading it, how high the contaminant manganese, iron manganese levels are, and just the water chemistry in general. So that's kind of the history here, what we're looking at. And then the next slide is the site plan, giving you a general bearing. I think you all know where the filters are located, where the plant is, but this is off Newport Drive, and the two vessels are circled, vessels A and B that will be worked on. All right, next slide is a picture just of the last time we did work on filter B to replace the media. You can see there's some temporary piping there that was used to exchange the media at the times. It just kind of gives you a sense of what's actually there on the ground if you haven't visited the site recently. So just a picture to share. I think we can move to the next slide. I kind of touched on this, but I want to really clarify or explain why we're doing all this. So again, the media was last replaced in filter A 17 years ago. You have also internal piping and headers that are metal, stainless steel, or otherwise that don't last and corrode over time as well. So replacing the media and the internals will help restore the run times, the filter performance, and water quality targets objectives as well. And then as far as the vessel itself, the actual steel vessel, I believe they're ASME coated vessels, those also need to be assessed and evaluated for repairs, welding repairs. It's a pressure vessel, so it's very important that vessel, be in good condition, not only as a drinking water asset, but also, it's under pressure and there's a safety issue to some extent. So similar to the media replacement, the vessel was also last rehabbed. The shell and the bell ends were last rehabbed back in 2009. And the importance of repairing and rehabbing the vessels to make sure that vessel doesn't leak, that it stays in can stay in service and isn't a safety issue before it deteriorates so far that it is. So that's the reason for the vessel component being rehabbed and repaired. And then more broadly, filters A and B will have, we're proposing to replace the filter face piping valves and the pneumatic actuators. Similarly, these valves and actuators need to be replaced because they're near the end of their service life. They're very critical in the function of performing all of the filter modes of operation, whether it be normal production mode, rinse to waste, backwashing. Those valves control those filter mode operations, and the actuators are the components that manipulate the valve positions. So, but we're proposing to move from pneumatic to electric type actuators that Veolia is more comfortable with, that are generally more reliable than, tubes and compressed air and compressors and all of those things. So that's the plan for the valve and actuator replacement. So getting on to the next slide here under project scope, kind of already described it for the most part. We're again talking about replacing the existing media, cleaning the vessel, inspecting and evaluating the vessel, the coatings, the shell itself, and determining welding repairs and other repairs needed, including internal piping and headers. Once as part of the work plan, as part of the scope, we would be relining and recoating the vessel shell based on what's found once the media is removed and everything can be inspected by our sub consultants. And then the scope would also conclude with starting up testing, recommissioning those vessels. And then for filter B, or sorry, for filters A and B, that was just for filter A, we're we're broadening the scope to the valve and actuator replacements. And similarly, we're going to have to, along with the conversion from pneumatic to electric, we're going to have to add conduit. We're going to have to add a little bit more of new programming to now have the PLC control the position of those valves in conjunction with the filter control panel out there. And then along with that, also we're reviewing, performing the construction management duties along the way, typical duties, including submittal RFI reviews, and milestone inspections. So that's the scope generally. The next few slides have just some more pictures. I think we can kind of go through the or breeze through these, just showing again a sense of the work that's out in the field that will be done. Out there, getting to the budget component or category of this project. The staff, the agenda item here today is to obtain approval for LSCE services to perform the construction management support for this project. So the scope, our 110 approximate, 110,000 approximate scope budget is broken down into the design side, which is the work plan development, the specification development, and description of the scope for bidders to provide bids on, construction contractors to provide bid-ons. And then the second component, task two, is the construction phase support work, which includes, as I mentioned, field inspections, office support for RFI submittal, so forth. And then also, all of the subconsultant specialty work required, from our coding subconsultant to the vessel inspector, and other electrical engineer to also make sure that the actuator scope is performed in accordance with the design. So you have LSCE Bay Area Coding Consultants, that's BACC. You have TechCore, who is going to be the vessel inspection subconsultant, and then EPS, Electrical Power Systems, is our electrical subconsultant for the electrical scope. On the construction, Scott, on the construction side, and by the way, interrupt me if I'm going too quickly through this, but on the construction side, we've estimated approximately $400,000 in construction costs. This was identified, early on, these construction costs and these engineering costs as part of the updates, continuous updates to the CIP plan and the annual budget. So these are rough costs broken down by filter A, the media replacement, the vessel repair, rehab, construction effort is estimated approximately $300,000. And these are just rough numbers. And then also the filter A and B valve and actuator replacement is estimated in the neighborhood of $100,000. So that combines 400,000 plus LSCE engineering support is approximately a $500,000 total project cost estimate. Think we can go to the next slide, which is the last category of the project here to consider, and that's schedule. So as I mentioned up front, we're looking at about 2 months with approval to complete the technical documents, the work plan on LSCE's end, along with our subconsultants, to lay out the groundwork for the scope of work and all the details, which then would be distributed out to qualified bidders to provide a bid for the construction scope of this work. Like I said, LSCE will be providing the CM support. But it's also important to note that Veolia is going to have an important role on this project too, as kind of the day-to-day eyes on the ground while this work's being done, similar to what was the project organizational structure for the last time the filter A or the filter B was rehabbed. So that's the rough estimate, 2 months for the design planning side activities following bidding, contracting, about a month for bidding is appropriate, and then probably about another month to review those bids and present them to this committee and then to the board. And then construction-wise, we're looking at approximately 3 to 4 months based on past project experience, based on the scope of work involved, which includes all of the work I've described, not only the filter A media and internal internal header piping replacement, but also the valves and actuators. So you add all those components up from planning design all the way through to construction startup, and you're looking at about 7 to 9 months approximately for a total project schedule. And I think with that, that's the last slide. If there's any questions, again, I have to apologize. I'm sitting here just on the south end of the Highway 160 bridge, but I'll be arriving here soon to answer any
Yeah, I was going to say,
questions.
I hope you pulled over to give that
I did.
presentation and you weren't.
I
Two quick
absolutely.
questions.
Yes.
And Aaron, Jason, Jeff, I'm sure any of you can answer this, but what impact, if any, will this have? Why this is, whole project is going on will impact our residents?
There shouldn't really be any impact. Yeah, we have two filters on the site of Newport Treatment Plant, and then we still have Willow that's in operation. And hopefully, everything stays moving schedule plan, we'll have Well 8 also on that side of
Right.
town to take the load off of Newport.
Excellent. So do you see replacements for our the filters and other equipment in the town? Do you see it as the time things last or don't last? Is it pretty normal the t amount of time comparing it with other treatment plants?
I can answer that, Aaron, if you'd like.
Yeah, I really only know our systems.
Mm-hmm.
I can't compare it to other treatment plants.
So
So,
staring at you doesn't help.
nope.
Understanding. Okay.
Go ahead, Jason.
Please.
Yeah, so this is a low-pressed filter system, and we put in low-pressed filter systems for other water agencies. This latest filter, the timing of this filter media replacement project, and the 17-year service life is certainly on the longer end of media service life. I would say a typical green sand media filter, whether it's supplied by low pressed or not, you're looking at media replacements generally on the 10 to 15-year time frame. And like I mentioned, this lasted for 17 years. So I think this project probably could have been done a couple of years sooner, but we've got to get it done. This I believe, if correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, if Jeff's there, I believe filter A has been largely minimized. We've largely minimized its use because of its condition. But just to answer your just to be more direct, I think the service life was very favorable for this filter relative to other green sand filter project rehabs we've done for other clients.
Yeah, I agree. I think it, but it's overdue. There's no question
Yes.
about that.
Yes.
I can't believe it's been 5 years because I remember going over there when B was being done and kind of the workers were up on scaffolds and I kind of observed some of the work
Okay.
that was going on. I think Aaron gave me a tour over there. You didn't know I was in that facility or what, Dina? And they locked me out of my town if they could. I imagine that we're trying to schedule this to get this thing going so it hits us kind of like in during the winter months when the demand is lower, so we're taking less risk with regards to some of the questioning that Director Graham had. And that was my and you addressed the other issue is hopefully well it'll be online and there won't be any issue
Right.
whatsoever because that's giving us even more backup than we have. When's well 8 scheduled to come online?
The
We're hoping the end of
latest. Oh, go
October.
ahead, Aaron.
I'm just hoping the end of October. That's where we have things.
Yeah,
That's
we've got the PG&E
contracts.
taken care of and all the other approvals.
Yep.
Okay. So we should be in good shape, I think. Well, and we had one filter shut down for 6 months before when we did B. So if we time it in the right low demand months, we shouldn't have any issues.
Yeah, Newport has the bigger filters. They're 2,000 or 2,200
Right.
gallons filters, so
Yeah.
they're much larger filters.
Why are we going from pneumatic to electric?
Pneumatic
Perfect. Oh, go ahead.
is notoriously for failing. So you have actuators, you have hose leaks. I mean,
Yeah.
tires and cars have a slow leak to them. So every time we have to go out there and run, operations. Sometimes the leak is big enough that valve isn't actually closing, and you have to now on the spot repair that to get the valves to actually close or open for normal operation.
So then I'm curious as to why we started with pneumatic. Why didn't we just start with electronic, actually?
Given the time frame, it was probably cheaper. Mm. You know, 2000 SCADA electronics probably wasn't quite up to snuff with the pneumatics.
To do with who the water manager was at the time. okay. I don't think I have any other questions. The proposal that you have in front of us is to approve your part of it only because we don't know what construction costs are till we go out to bid. I get that. But it does include everything in the left-hand column, which is all of your subcontractors that you're dealing with also with regards to engineering. Is that correct?
That is correct. The only other CM element would be Veolia's cost to you know, be the day-to-day inspector and eyes in the field.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Neither do I. So
I think we will recommend to the board that we have thoroughly looked at the project and we recommend that it move forward. Thank you, Jason. We'll see you in a little while. Take it easy out there. Might as well stop and get dinner at this point.
Drive great. Careful.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, buddy.
All right. Now, do we have Mike Yaraka on the line? So discussion and possible feedback. Regarding the Discovery Bay Community Services District capacity fee program.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
Great. Good to see you all again. So back in 2022, the town had a consultant look at what we are charging new development connections to our water and wastewater systems, and they had a recommendation for what the fees should be. And at that time, the board adopted the new fees, and those fees are in support of the added demand that these developments place on our water and wastewater systems so that the town has the funding to keep up with capital projects to support these new development demands on our systems. And so in that study that was done back in 2022, the consultant recommended that the town look at increasing the fee every year by inflation. And the inflation index that they recommended is the Engineering News Record Construction Cost Index. So the last time the board increased the fee was last year, actually, at about 5.5%. And so we asked the consultant what the increase was for this year, and they said it was 2.99%. So we have sent out a notice of public hearing, which was published in the newspaper and posted on the town website and other locations, about the public hearing for the board meeting coming up later this month. And to date, we have not received any comments from any developers regarding the increase of 2.99% for this year. And in the staff report is the table that shows what the existing fee is and the calculation to come up with a new fee. And that table is also included in the notice of public hearing that was published in the newspaper and posted on the town's website. So this is really just a standard operating procedure that the town has been doing, and it's pretty much expected and common amongst the water wastewater industries throughout California to do this. And so with that, I will answer any questions you may have.
No, I went through the packet. It was pretty clear.
Even though we adopted a policy to increase, with an inflationary factor, we still have to go through this whole process every time we do it?
Yes.
The policy doesn't allow us just to increase every year without going through a resolution?
The board did not actually adopt a policy, as you mentioned. It was a recommendation in the study that was prepared by the consultant. Mm. And so, yes, we need to see every year what that is and have the public hearing so that people impacted by this fee increase have an opportunity to provide comment to the town before the board actually adopts the new fee.
Okay, I got you. Okay. No, I don't have any.
Any
It
other questions?
makes sense to me. I
Absolutely.
guess when we look at the engineering news record of 20 major U.S. cities and construction costs, that's probably kind of good for us because we are in an expensive county, even though we're in a rural area. Contra Costa County is not a cheap county to do anything in, and so that puts us into a pretty reasonable increase using that index.
So the 20 major U.S. cities is not really particular to Contra Costa County. It's a standard of cities, which major cities like San Francisco, Oakland, Los
Right, that's
Angeles.
right.
Okay.
Nationwide.
Yes. Okay.
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 That's all I got.
All right. And with that, I'll make the
Yeah.
recommendation. Kevin, you're in agreement?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then we
We'll
will.
see you here at the board meeting, I guess, huh?
On the 16th of September,
Oh,
yes.
that's right. It's not up yet. Okay.
Not for tonight, correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It.
And with the last item, the poll, do we have any future agenda items? And we will adjourn at 5:56 p.m.